From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The South Korean Unification Ministry says a high-ranking official at North Korea's embassy in London has defected to South Korea. A ministry spokesman said Tae Young-ho had arrived with his family in Seoul and is under government protection. The spokesman said Tae told South Korean officials he defected out of disgust with the government of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, a desire for South Korean democracy, and because of concern over his children's future. Russian warplanes flew from Iran to carry out airstrikes in Syria for a second day Wednesday. The Russian Defense Ministry said the strikes originated from the Hamadan Air Base and were aimed at Islamic State militants. Turkey is set to release 38,000 prisoners in an apparent move to make space for thousands of people arrested as part of an investigation into last month's failed coup. Dorian Jones reports.
In a tweet Wednesday, Justice Minister Bekki Bozdar announced the release of the prisoners sanctioned by a government decree under the current emergency rule. No reason was given for the early release, but in a statement, an official said only non-violent prisoners would be freed and they would remain under supervision. Nearly 20,000 people have been arrested since last month's coup attempt. Human rights groups in Turkey have claimed the prisons are so overcrowded that detainees are being forced to sleep in shifts. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
South Sudan's new first vice president, Taban Dengay, is asserting his country is peaceful and quiet and moving ahead with reforms following fighting in the capital that killed some 300 people last month. Deng spoke to journalists in Nairobi Wednesday while in town to meet with Kenya's President Uhuru Kenyatta. This is VOA News.